2021 Young Australian of the Year, Grace Tame, has sent the media over there into a whirlwind over her controversial meeting with Prime Minister Scott Morrison in Canberra yesterday. This encounter took place at a morning tea for this year's finalists, where Grace avoided eye contact with the Prime Minister. She refused to smile for the photo op. And as the photos emerged online, there was a flurry of scathing opinion pieces and harshly written social media posts that were directed her way. But there were also messages of support. Amy Remakis is The Guardian Australia's political reporter, and she joins us now to explain the situation. Kia ora, Amy.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Just how big is this story in Australia today?
Unfortunately, it's pretty big because there's nothing Australia loves more than some sort of manufactured culture war, and that's what we have managed to do with a sexual assault survivor not smiling when she was standing next to the Prime Minister, who she has previously criticised during her tenure as Australian of the Year because of his lack of action on some of the big issues that we've had surrounding sexual assault and harassment in Australia over the past year.
So who is Grace Tame? Why did she become the Young Australian of the Year in 2021?
Grace Tame is a young woman who came to prominence when she became the face of the Let Her Speak campaign, which was a campaign run by a woman called Nina Fennell and a few people in Australia to change laws in some of the states where women who were sexual assault victims couldn't actually speak in defence of themselves or their case. Now, Grace was groomed and abused as a teenager by a teacher at her school. He was subsequently charged and jailed for those crimes. And then Grace basically had to spend years advocating for the right to speak about her own case, which was illegal at the time. She won that along with the campaign. She changed the law. She's become a huge outspoken advocate for not only, you know, child sexual abuse, but just women's issues in general. She was awarded the Australian of the Year on January 26th last year. She promised that she would make some noise, and that's incredibly, that is what she has done for the entire time of Australian of the Year. And that has included becoming political at times and criticising the government and the government's responses.
Right, so can you share the background of Grace's relationship with the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison? Why doesn't she specifically like him?
I'd say it would be more because of Scott Morrison's response to some of the big issues that we've had in Australia over the last year. So Grace Tame was actually quite reluctant at first to delve into politics. She wanted to keep it on the issues that she was talking about, which was, you know, ways to recognise grooming, what needed to happen, other laws that needed to change. And then we had a rape allegation in Parliament House, where a young staffer named Brittany Higgins came forward and said that she had been raped by a colleague and that nothing was done about it. And that set off a pretty big bomb in the Australian Parliament because it led to all of these other women speaking up about harassment that they had faced while working in Parliament. And it just was this huge groundswell of support for women and women's issues in general here. It was a real reckoning, which we haven't seen in Australia for some time. And Scott Morrison didn't exactly respond well or even immediately. And because of that, he lent himself to criticism, not only from Grace Tame, but from others over what exactly was it that the government was doing. Grace Tame became quite good friends with Brittany Higgins, who had raised the rape allegations. And then from there, it kind of snowballed into more calls for action from the government, which we didn't actually see. We haven't seen a huge response from Scott Morrison's government. And once that started, Grace Tame became vocally critical of the government, what it was and wasn't doing, and promises that were made and not kept.
Well, we've got a clip here of Grace, Amy. This is a few weeks after she won Young Australian of the Year in 2021. It's during an address at the National Press Club. And this was when Scott Morrison, he hadn't appeared to take Brittany Higgins' allegations seriously until his wife told him to think about it from the perspective of a father. Well, this is Grace responding to Scott Morrison's seeming lack of concern.
It shouldn't take having children to have a conscience. And actually, on top of that, having children doesn't guarantee a conscience.
That's Grace Tame in response to Scott Morrison's, well, seeming lack of concern, as I said. So what exactly did Grace do at this morning tea that sparked so much outrage?
So this was basically the last event that she had as Australian of the Year before we named a new one. So all of the Australians of the Years in different categories go to the lodge for a morning tea. She went to walk past the Prime Minister. He stopped her. He deliberately called out and stopped her for a photo. She was visibly uncomfortable. She shook his hand. She smiled at his wife, but she took a noticeable step back from Scott Morrison, and she did not smile in the photo. She did not look comfortable at all. And then she basically gave him some pretty big side eye as he continued to beam and talk about, you know, whatever it is Scott Morrison talks about when he does small talk. Those photos immediately went out, as did the footage of that very awkward interaction, which, as you said in your introduction, led to just a flurry of criticism from conservative media about how Grace Tame should have been more polite and smiled when she met the Prime Minister.
What's your response to people who are claiming that Grace should have been more polite?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous because, first of all, the idea that you have to smile in an uncomfortable situation to make other people feel better is just frankly ridiculous and demeaning, and it's always something that we seem to make women do, to make women smile when they're uncomfortable or not in the mood because it's going to make other people feel better. So I think it's frankly ridiculous just on the face of it. But it's even worse when you consider that everything that Grace Tame has been through in order to be able to find her voice and to be able to speak her mind and be her authentic self. She had to not only deal with having her childhood taken away from her when she was a very young teenager because of a predatory teacher. She then had to fight to have her voice to even be able to speak about what happened to her. And then she had to find her voice again as Australian of the Year to advocate not just for herself but for all the people who shared stories with her. So she has been very, very vocal about being yourself and speaking your truth. That's one of her main messages. So to have people, and it's been mostly men with a few of what I like to call crumb maidens, which are, you know, people who uphold systemic power because of the residual crumbs of the power that they receive in return, who are criticizing her for not smiling when she didn't feel comfortable, I think is a disgrace.
You had an appearance on the Project Australia last night, and I hear you confronted one of the presenters who called Grace immature.
Yeah, I did. It was just one of those moments where you just kind of think, well, do I actually take this moment and say what I actually think, or do I sit back and be polite and make everybody feel better? And I just couldn't smile my way through it and just, you know, follow the script and answer the question he had asked me, because he's a commentator here. He has quite a large platform, and he'd written a piece for the national masthead, basically just saying that Grace Tame was childish and immature for not smiling in that photo op. And if she had that much disdain for the Prime Minister, then she just should not have attended. She shouldn't have gone, which is, you know, I mean, she wasn't there to see the Prime Minister. She was there as the Australian of the Year with all the other Australians of the Years. And she did the civil thing. She shook his hand. There have been moments in Australia's recent history where people have refused to shake the Prime Minister's hand. But she did. She just didn't smile. And so I just thought it was very hypocritical for this commentator to then start asking questions about the women's movement and that sort of thing, given he had added to the pile-on. And I just thought that was the moment where the elephant in the room had to be called out.
How'd it go?
Well, despite appearances, I'm not actually a huge fan of confrontation. So, I almost cried on national television, which wasn't fantastic. But I was just so angry. But I've been overwhelmed by the response of people saying thank you, because again, we do expect people to play nice in these uncomfortable situations because it does make everyone feel better. It's the politics of civility, I suppose. We're so used to just sort of smiling and gritting our teeth and just letting moments go that when you don't, it becomes a bit of a moment because suddenly somebody is speaking their mind and they're not playing nice and they're letting their anger and their rage and, you know, that their calls for accountability come to the forefront. So, look, it was a bit of a night for me where I couldn't look at social media or my phone because I was like, oh God, what have I done? I've just had a bit of a meltdown on national television where I've called out one of my press gallery colleagues for something that they've written, but I don't regret it, and I would do it again.
Good for you. Thank you so much, Amy, for joining us tonight on Lately.
Thank you for having me, and we all love New Zealand, honestly. We kind of wish that we had your leader at the moment, so thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, Amy. That's Amy Remakis, The Guardian Australia's political reporter.